Blog Talk Radio.
All right, girls, I take it from the top. And put a little heat under it.
Running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone.
Away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of hell. Boy!
Holy!
My God!
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
Giddy up.
I like to be in America, okay by me in America. Everything's free in America, for a small fee in America. Automobile in America, chromium steel in America. Wire spoke wheel in America, very big deal in America. Skyscrapers bloom in America, Cadillacs zoom in America, industry boom in America, 12 in a room in America. Nobody knows in America, Puerto Rico's in America.
And now live from coast to coast, that's right, Ted, it's the
Friday Possum theme. Never end. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on a rare Friday evening. Friday night possum and that. Everybody for showing up so far? Handsome crowd. No Confederates. We're bouncing them early tonight, man. I had my fill of fucking jackasses. I'm not mentioning any names. Anyhow. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Hey, stupid podcast we do a couple days a week, that's all. Cha-cha. Get all bent out of shape over. Mondays and Fridays, 10 Eastern Time. Not sure what that translates to in Kuala Lumpur, or Azerbaijan. About to check your local listing. That's it.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
By popular demand.
Some
hours,
so suck it.
It's time. Yeah.
All right. Bombastic introduction, man. How was your weekend? Wait, week.
Not bad.
It's Friday.
Not bad.
How's the eye doing?
I think it's coming along. I still have that glaucoma smudge, but it seems like it's fading down. I think that's what it is. It's gradually going away. I got to see it for more.
Yeah, probably traumatic, you know, for your eye to go through all that.
Yeah.
A while to adjust. I had an eye problem today myself.
That happened.
I just couldn't see going into work.
Yeah.
They had me driving all over the south side on Thursday, and I'm like a 30 mile on a truck, man. And it, I don't know, something's squeaking underneath, and I just thought, like, man, truck needs day off. I think Commodore does, too.
Yeah. So, call out.
That's a cool thing. By until 7 o'clock, you can, like, decide what, you know, whether or not you're going in the next day. So I'm like...
okay.
Not available.
There you go.
Yes. But then, like, about 1 o'clock today, I'm thinking, man, I should have fucking gone into work, you know, because, like, I ran out of shit to do around the house.
Ain't that what we still wait?
I got a clean galley, though.
See that?
Clean bathroom. The living room.
See, you are not a layabout. Gumby is a layabout.
I could have thought it straightened up down to just the little things, you know, the little touches.
I just watched a great documentary on Youngstown, Ohio. It was pretty interesting.
That's not the one. That's Steubenville. That's all mobbed up. Youngstown. They mobbed up.
Well, Youngstown used to be, according to what they're saying.
Okay.
That was a steel
mill. Yeah, there was a lot of mob in that area.
Ed O'Neill was there. They interviewed Ed O'Neill all through it, too. It's pretty cool.
Huh. Yeah, he's a Western PA guy or whatever,
yep.
That area, Tri-State area. McKeesport,
Youngstown.
Pennsylvania, that was a big mob town. That's where
I was
born, McKeesport.
Yeah, you're connected,
where my
aren't
son,
you?
My oldest son was born in McKeesport, same hospital that his pappy was. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, okay. I like the vocalization going on there.
Hey, man, nothing says possum like a theremin. Except maybe a kazoo. Or a ukulele. Or an accordion.
There you go.
So, that'd be the possum, man. You'd have to have a jug player.
Or a diggeridoo. Or a diggeridoo.
Diggeridoo and a washboard. Yeah. See the percussion. What are we doing, man? It's Friday night. I have everything kept getting pushed. You know, I'd come up, you'd send something in, or Ford would send something in, so everything get pushed, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I got a lot of leftovers tonight.
All
by the name, wait, the name of this tune is Humoresque.
Oh, okay.
Play it on it.
Humoresque.
What did you ask? I'm sorry.
I dig it.
I mean,
it's all leftovers, isn't it?
I believe so. This is kind of like I think I'm leftover. I don't think I'm live. I'm probably on tape. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. But checking out our map of the world that says where everybody's listening. I just want to say hi to everybody before we get started. Around the world.
There you go.
Okay. Now, of course, we know the bulk of our listeners are in the good old U.S. of A.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Banana Republic right there in North America.
Yeah.
And then, of course, coming in a close second is our good friends in the North, Canada.
God bless Canada.
Half the country's here in the chat room. Already. And then we got the lessers. On this side of the globe we got Mexico. One guy I think in Mexico. Brazil, a couple of them naked chicks.
Oh,
Argentina.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
They got it. That's probably like I don't know, escape Nazis.
Dagus.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm most proud of Uruguay. We have listeners in Uruguay. And I know they have legalized dope down there, so go figure, right? You get China,
That's
Japan,
it.
South Korea.
Okay. South Korea, baby.
Vietnam. All right, man.
Vietnam. That's
Ho Chi
where
Minh,
my brother
man.
Lives. Where my brother
way.
Lives. Yeah.
Does he play Russian roulette and shit? Did he maul?
Deer hunter?
Yeah. We're looking at the Philippines.
Okay.
Maybe it's that despot dictator they got over there. It's tuning in. How you doing, Filipino Hitler?
Maybe Blog Talk Radio is the only source of entertainment over there.
Probably. Our show, many. Malaysia.
Okay.
You know, they could have been part of Indonesia, but they said, no, we're going to be Malaysia.
All these countries, man, they make a fine kratom product. Vietnam,
well,
Malaysia.
I didn't know Singapore was a country. Did you know that?
I could never figure that shit out.
I just learned that shit today. I watched
the
whole video.
Part of China, yeah. Now, what's Hong Kong? Is that a country in itself, too, or is that some other word?
No, that's not. That was never really a country. Well, I used to get Singapore and Hong Kong confused. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Now, Singapore is on the island of Malaysia. All right, down at the tip. And when they were all getting their independence and shit from the colonials after the Second World War, they were thinking of hooking up with Indonesia, becoming part of that. But just the ethnic differences in the population of Singapore, they were kind of liberal, and the rest of Malaysia was kind of right-wing. So they mutually agreed not to be part of the same company or country.
Okay.
It's just but it's just a city, but it's a country. It's a city country. Right. Like, you know.
City country.
City country.
I can never figure that crap out.
But they're richer than the whole Malaysia. They're like, Malaysia fucked up, man. They should have kissed their ass. Worth a lot of money. But I don't think they listen to us in Singapore, so fuck you, Singapore.
Yeah,
Malaysia?
Down.
Right on, bitches. Australia? How you doing, Australia? Hey, mate. Good day, mate.
Yeah, they are.
Jump on
the
barbie.
Here's your, your diggery-doo. Here's your fucking
diggery-doo. And land of the possums, New Zealand, man.
New Zealand.
Got the bounty on possums.
Yep.
Intrusive species.
Good people. Good people in New Zealand.
Right now, let's just swing past. We got through. We go through Asia. Here we got the India. India for the Indians. Vietnam.
Okay.
We said Vietnam. Saudi Arabia. I think it's that crazy prince. Prince
Shemp.
Bin Laden Kim kill people guy. Axe murder guy.
Yep.
Wait a minute. I think, don't we have a...
hey, no, Voodoo Child's with child now. She's
Oh, no way.
She has cute little... Yeah, she has a cute little daughter.
Yeah, we got a... Oh, she has a daughter already? She gave birth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out.
What? Yeah. I forget the name, but it begins with a Z. They call her Z.
Oh. That's sweet.
Cute little girl.
Well, here's that. We have tape of that guy from India.
Okay.
This is an interview that Khashoggi guy was conducting.
Move, Larry!
I don't know.
Getting
wasn't
the job
sure.
done.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing like a chainsaw to really cement diplomacy. You know what I mean? Ed, you're being obnoxious now. You know. All right, and I took you and got your nails done, man. And you're being like this. Here. Over there and chew that.
What's a treat? Say.
He wants a That's all he's after. He's a treat ho. So where were we at? Oh, yeah. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap the bit up. Turkey. We got turkeys.
Turkey?
Just don't watch what you're smuggling in there because it's not pretty. Greece.
Nope.
Some greasy guys.
Greece.
Italians. Yeah. French. Portugal. Portugal. No.
Portugal.
Nothing in Spain, thank you.
Yes,
Sam. But coming in at number four... Good folks in Germany. Ach, du lieber!
There you go.
Deutschland, Hitler. Deutschland, über Erben. Mach schnell, bunkle battle. Droppen sie dead. Jawohl.
Well, they got such a great sense of humor over there.
Oh, man. Fair is a country that's known for its hilarious, wacky sense of humor. Darn Germans. And then coming in at number three, and there was a couple other, Poland, Ireland.
Okay.
That one. Austria, Czech Republic, and then Sweden,
Scotland,
Finland, and Norway. And, of course, our good friends in Denmark. in Iceland. But coming in at number three was our jolly old England, United Kingdom.
Okay, there you go.
So we got a lot of listeners in the UK. Jolly good. Pip, pip. Cheerio. Cornflakes, flakes, whatever you got, man. Yeah, it's all good. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's our international roundup.
Group of people.
That burned up some time, huh? All right, back to the show. It's time to blow something up. Why? Because that's what we do, man.
Blow it up.
I'm a blow up. Okay, there it is. Oh, this is an oldie but goodie. White Snake. I know Cage knows this one.
There goes Shemp with the left jab. There goes Shemp with the right uppercut. There goes Shemp with the haymaker. There goes Shemp.
Oh, don't be a baby. It's all in fun.
I hate fun.
Should have known better than to let you go alone.
Oh, Larry!
Times like these can make it on my own.
Pass! No!
Wasted days and sleepless nights.
Go! Oh. Oh.
But I can't wait to see you again.
Ouch! Ouch!
What does your watch say?
Tick, 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 tick.
Oh. On.
Oh. Fucking vodka, man.
All the DJs across the nation thought we had a bad creation. They just thought we were acting smart.
Well, that's kind of funny because we're on all the charts.
Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. I like cock a mow mow. You like cock a mow mow. What's your cock a mow mow? Radio station started getting called. They said our sound made their skin crawl. Well, they did like the music because it made them dance.
And everybody wanted to hear it again.
Oh,
my God.
Nini cockanini was enough. We hope you like a brand new sound.
Better think twice before you put this one down.
Teddy, you
come in?
All right, Ted.
Oh, you ready? This is your big moment. Woof. Ah, that's me boy.
Yeah.
That's me boy. I thought we were going to miss Ted tonight, man.
He had why is
like,
that?
I don't know. He kind of like looked like he was done being a jerk. Not so, Beaver Breath. All right. How you doing, Teddy? Say hi to everybody. All right.
Boy.
There they are, the Possum Lounge. Yeah, that wasn't your cue. All right. First off is Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr.
Cake.
Cake.
Dr. Cake.
But of course. And, oh, okay. And next up is Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Ted knows where his pal is. Right, Ted? Yeah, he's kind of chewed. And there's Chicky Cheeks just joined the conversation.
Hey,
Chicky Cheeks. Chicky Cheeks. You're just in time to get your barks. All right, I got to write her name in the thing. Chicky. Yeah. Aren't you happy? Now all of Canada is officially tuned in to the show, which is nice. When you can nail down that whole demographic, and you know you got a hit on your hands. And there's other people's eyes. Our old pal Ope.
Ope's here.
Oh, Ope. Ope. Listen, he's saying Ope. 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 That's good, Ted. And finally, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right. Thank you much. Here you go.
Well done, sir. Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
Thanks. With your super host coming in next time.
As the Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Thank you.
That's a beauty, man.
Yeah, that is a beauty.
Is it that other one was mind blower? I think that I think this version is the earlier version of Tiny Tim's When You're Strange.
Oh, he did two versions of it, did he?
Yeah, we played the other one a couple years back. Okay. Brought the house down.
Oh,
it's a little longer and a little more rock. You know, more rock and roll, hard rock. I don't know. Whatever. Different arrangement. But this one could almost qualify for a yodel. There, did you hear them? Yodeling. You want one more treat, Ted? One more treat? Should I give him one more treat, gang? One more
treat?
Sure.
You did a good job.
You were a good boy tonight. And your nails look lovely. Took him over to the vet Wednesday. There you go, sweetheart. Go lay down. What else is going on, man? It's a crazy week. It's a long way to January 21st, man, when you think about it. Could be the longest 4 months we've ever faced as a country.
Damn
Skippy. Especially when baby president is, he ain't going quietly. Luckily he called all the military losers and suckers, so he'll be like, my military, and I'll go like, yeah, you're on your own, bub. You know, you and the fat guy can fend them off. We're busy playing darts over here at the Pentagon. You on the fucking dartboard.
What a jackass.
Crazy week, though. Crazy week, man. Oh, man. So you got Narfoon around. Man, it's a weird week because, like, all the, you know, it's just like the stragglers. So you got, like, one house, and then you drive a couple of blocks, another house. Bunched up for the beginning, you know.
Right.
The mileage on the car.
Getting close to having the job done, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they're ending on the 30th like they said they were or whether they're extending it, but it looks like they're running on fumes. They're sending me to some dumb places. Like,
can't you just make shit up? You can't get a hold of someone.
To a certain extent, I guess you could, you know. I will not do that. Like, well, I had an instance yesterday where I should have probably made something up because I know I'll get shit for it.
Yeah.
It was like somebody in a nursing home, and I couldn't get in the nursing home, right? Because there's a fucking pandemic, right?
Yep.
I just walked in a fucking nursing home. So I call the number, and it's this gal, you know, she was friendly at the door. You know, I didn't know it was going to be her number. I said, oh, yeah, okay, because I'm trying to get a hold of her. She goes, okay, call this number. So I call the next number, and it goes to voicemail, blah, you know. So the Jim Crack's telling me, you have to look for a proxy. You have to look for a neighbor or somebody that knows this person and can tell you about it.
And can you do that in a nursery home?
In the parking lot, man. You know, I felt like writing in a squirrel. Squirrel had a nut in his mouth. Tell me not. But, you know, because the lady was like, oh, man, under no circumstances, put down no, and it asks, you know, if you can find a proxy. Go anywhere. I'm like, that's stupid. That's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
It sounds like they want you to make it up.
I swore in a goddamn constitution. What's that?
Yeah. It sounds like they want you to make it up. They want that filled out no matter what. But they can't come right out
and
tell
you. In a way, I think they want me to fudge that one, and I ain't going to fudge that. Forget it.
Yeah, you took an oath.
They hired Mr. Integrity. They got Mr.
That's
Integrity.
Right.
That's what you're stuck with, pal. All right?
That's right.
So, but, I mean, it was stupid. You know, look through the notes on this thing, and it's like, well, why the fuck did they reassign this? It's obviously what it is, you know?
Right.
It's a nursing home. Assisted living. I don't know.
Just grab another old lady.
Yeah. There was one guy. I got this guy. He had this cool fucking garage, man. And I'm like, man, do you know this lady? Because I'm looking through the notes and it's like, she ain't going to do this, right? You know? I know walking up to the joint and I hear her go. She said, like, hey, or something. She yelled, you know. And I knocked. And, you know, sisters? Oh, nothing. Silence. So I noticed a guy a couple doors down working in his garage. And he's like, yeah, I know. She's one lady, you know. Said, what's her, do you know her name? He goes, no, don't know. So I wrote, don't know. But they got the poop on it, man.
What made his garage so cool?
Oh, let me tell you about his garage. Well, the first thing you notice, he's got a big screen TV in the back of it, right?
Yeah.
He's working on some Ferrari or something in there. He's got, you know, nice tools and all this shit. Real nice guy, real nice fella. Had the same truck as mine. Except his was like 10 times nicer. And
squeaks in his?
He's just a real nice guy. And then he had paneling on the walls of the garage, which was very cool.
Okay.
You know, man, the TV and the pan. It was a man. I go, dude, you probably don't even spend any time in the house. He goes, no, I don't, really. I live out here.
I would.
I had like 4 or 5 cars. Big gearhead, I guess. Nice fella. But I don't have a garage. I have a shed. No garage. I dream about having a garage someday, maybe. Oh, I have to tell you about that. Oh, you had a garage?
Yeah. It's a nice garage. Back in a row home where I lived at when I was married.
Yeah, yeah. Second marriage, I had a garage. I used to hide. Thank God I hid out there, man, after a while. Last 6 months. Me and a little black and white TV out in the fucking garage. Freezing
hide
my ass
from
off.
The holler monkey.
Oh, man. My ulcer's starting to act up thinking about it, you know? I think we need a quickie, man, to fend off this
quickie.
Howler monkey. All right. Fending off, this is in... Ah, here we go. Perfect. This will take care of the howler monkey.
The guy with the dopey grin, he's muscle bound, but in the final round, every fight he'll win. The sequel was the worst, more corny than the first. It's a simple fact, this guy can't act, but he drives the women crazy with his sexy sneer. And I fear this mass of sinew will keep on raking in the bucks. His legend will continue. And now there's Rocky 3, and guess who it will be? Stallone again, naturally. When we begin to snuggle up, my girl turns out the lights and starts to pester, be like Sylvester. She begs and begs, so I drank eggs. I don't think I'll survive Rocky 4 and 5. And if it clicks, Rocky 6, if I'm still alive. Then Superman 11 meets Rocky 47. And be sure to catch his exciting match with Rocky the Flying Squirrel. I sure need a break. I can't take this guy's persistence. My girl and I are splitting up. We'll never go the distance. He swept her off her feet, and I'm home punching meat alone again. Poor old me. Thanks to Stallone again. Naturally.
Thank you. Stinky.
Dang it.
Absolutely.
Is that a new version?
I don't think so.
Gilbert Sullivan used to sing the original. I don't know if that's him or not. It sounded like lyrics were added to it.
Yeah.
Gilbert
that
Sullivan.
That was some wise guy. Some wise guy, one of them Dr. Demento guys.
Oh, okay. Well, he stole the idea from Gilbert.
Yeah, they take the tune, like this wonderful song, Gilbert O'Sullivan, and then they call it a song parody. Have you ever heard of such a thing? I don't know what this world's coming to. Hell in a handbasket. Hell in a handbasket.
I want a handbasket, baby.
Man, I almost bought, speaking of the A-Team, we're talking about Rocky III and Mr. T there, the cake.
Uh-huh.
Pity the food. I almost lost Mr. T, man, from the A-Team, man.
Oh, what happened?
Gigantor, space age robot, was ready to blast off for Western Pennsylvania and greener pasture. Uh-oh. This can't be good. I think he's become Ohioized, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he'll fit in back there anymore. I may be wrong.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Getting close to 10 years now.
Oh,
I know.
Mr.
It was
T his or something? What happened with Mr. T? Was it his?
Pardon?
What happened with the Mr. T?
Well, he was kind of like the Mr. T of our. I made him
Mr. T.
when I made the A team.
I thought it was one of your little statuettes or something that you collect.
No. Bogey was was Howlin' Mad Murdoch, and of course, you know, of Hannibal.
Face.
My son, number one son, was Face.
Okay. That's a show I've
never
seen.
That was my movie. I never watched a whole one. But anyway, yeah, his job, man, blew up in his face, and he was, you know, he quit / fired. That's enough treats. Go lay down, Ted. And he's you know, kind of out of options there for a day or so. And then he thought about it, and everything worked out. Going to get a nice letter of recommendation from his job.
Okay,
and,
good.
And interview on Monday with somebody that said, man, we'd like you to start Monday. So.
Oh, cool.
And it's right on the bus line, too.
That's good, because you say he's a good worker. He's devoted to his work.
I'm real happy.
Yeah, good.
That would have upset the fabric of the universe if he'd gone back to the Nexus. he's got a nice skill set.
Yeah. So I was reading that Nick Cage is going to be playing the Tiger King, Joey Roddick. They actually got him to do it.
That is good casting there. The Cage miscast in a lot of movies. Not this time, man.
This is perfect. Yep.
This is fucking perfect, yes.
Right up his alley. He can overact only once. This is totally perfect.
Won't even get there. Won't even get close.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do we do now? What do we do at this point of the show? I don't know.
Friday, you got to dance, or you want to go on the
Friday?
Too early for the
three. Polka? No, wait.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Ooga. Well, you know what the problem is? I didn't upload. 3 minutes, you'll never get back tonight. Oh! What?
Guys.
Doesn't matter. There's a bunch up here.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Holy
I've got eight,
shit.
3 minutes. And if we kick down the road, oh, man. I think this one, besides Ted, will be the most annoying of all of these.
All right.
Don't you, Ted?
This is a 3 minutes for Derek. Derek, 3 minutes.
It actually is number 5, Ford. Ford,
whoa,
Ford called it, man.
Jesus, how's he do that?
It's serendipity do, is what it is.
He's one with the universe.
Ted's one with the treats. No more treats, dude. You're gonna die. You're gonna get diabetes. No more treats. You don't have dog diabetes.
In a club downtown in old Soho, where we heard about a virus spreading faster than Ebola. Ebola, Ebola. She walked off the dock of a princess cruise, didn't believe she was sick because she watched Fox News. She had Corona. C-O-R-O-N-A. C-C-C-Corona.
It's a virus. Like the flu.
I'm not afraid of the coronavirus, and no one else should be that afraid either.
Well, Hannity and Limbaugh say it's a hoax while they keep blaming this whole damn thing on Obama. They sure hate Obama.
This is something that we take very seriously.
Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why we listen to a liar and a closeted man about corona. Corona.
Coronavirus pandemic will cause the worst global economic fallout since the Great Depression.
I don't take responsibility at all.
We drink champagne, some quarantine, binge watch episodes of Tiger King. We try to get tested for 7 long days, but we're not Tom Hanks or in the NBA. Well, I'm not the world's most paranoid guy, but I'm scared that the guy from Grubhub gave me corona.
I get corona, I get corona. Hey, I'm not gonna let it stop me from partying.
You can't go to school, can't go to the mall, can't go to the beach, can't go to Sunday church.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
Unless your governor's a total jerk.
Well, we don't have a cure, we don't have a vaccine, and you can bet your ass it ain't hydrochloroquine to be corona.
What do I know? I'm not a doctor.
We hoarded soup cans, we hoarded Purell, and we bought up all the Charlotte's got the cotton now for my hole. To wipe my butthole. We can't make love, we're stuck in separate rooms. It just ain't that hot to have sex on Zoom. We're all running out of PPE. She said, screw Dr. Brooks, I'm all about that G. The world's most political man, but I know a good man who should be president. His name is Cuomo. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo, Cuomo, Cuomo. Corona. Corona. Or is it
we interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie.
May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Sweet. My own music.
Another fairy bippity boo.
What's that, the Corona?
Yeah, you mentioned Tiger King as we were just talking about. Another serendipity doo doo.
Yeah, it's true, it's true, it's true, quick throw. I got you, man.
It all ties in.
I'm the corona here. Hey, man, do you know how the CDC scientists freshen their breath?
How?
Experiments.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. That's a dad joke.
Bip the veal, try the waitress. You're old. All right, what's this one? This has been sitting around here. New York Daily News. Fed sees record $27 million in suspicious cash bound for U.S. Virgin Islands. Oh!
Suspicious
nice.
Cash?
Nice. Yeah, they got these, like, one's a Home Depot box. They're just all taped up and... Open up there, and it's full of bound up 20s and shit, man. Miles up.
Holy shit.
Federal authorities found $27 million in undeclared cash Saturday. This is a couple weeks ago. Well, this is September 1st. On a ship set to travel from Puerto Rico to the U.S. Virgin Islands, U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced. Wow. 27 mil. A lot of scratch, man.
Shit.
You know what I watched for the millionth time last night? Get up, Ted.
What's that?
Was taking a Pelham 1-2-3.
Yeah,
Ted's yapping. And they bound up $1 million. The whole $1 million, you know.
Yeah.
They're just like they're doing that whole thing, risking their lives for $250,000 piece.
I wonder how much it is in the remake.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably a bunch more. But that's kind of interesting. I wonder whose dope money or was that? You know, that had to be drug money.
Right. Oh, definitely.
It has to be declared on there. So who gets the money? Agency sees the cash. U.S. Customs.
No one bought insurance on that package.
Hey, man. If it wasn't for the pandemic, they'd have a hell of a Christmas party this year, but oh well.
Yeah.
If the director gets a new pool. I saw this. I meant to do this one Monday. That show. I watched, like, almost the whole first season, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
This. You know, I love Eugene Levy, and I love Catherine O'Hara. And
I gave it to about five
episodes,
and I gave
just
up
couldn't.
On it.
Yeah, I just it was I might have been just five, but it was just like I know this is meant to be funny, but it's just I got to get a better foot. It's just not funny, you know.
Yep.
I mean, it's a range of humor. Is not for my tastes. Chicky likes it. I just don't, you know, it's just...
I couldn't get into it.
I couldn't get into it. I really couldn't. And I love those people.
Yeah.
Love the second
good season. Cast, yeah.
And I root for them. I'm glad they all won Emmys and shit, and they were celebrated. And, couldn't
won
happen to nicer
set.
People. Yeah. They swept the Emmys.
Oh, shit.
Catherine O'Hara won for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy. Eugene Levy won for Lead Actor. His son David beep. I don't know. I think they wanted writing. I got the article and I can't.
Sure.
I get gist every day. Kind of weird, man.
Well, I used to watch a Danish show. Did I tell you that?
Danish show? Is it like a Kroller or a Bear Claw?
It's about a teacher, like a slutty teacher. He smokes and drinks.
Intrigued.
It was like
I'm
30
intrigued.
Hours of this. I was reading the, you know, with my bad eyes, I'm reading the subtitles.
You need Siri or whatever that's serious to give you the.
That's you're looking for something to watch during a pandemic, you know, and you're watching a Danish television show.
Well, that Jughead Cohen, Bobo's lawyer, his book on tapes on YouTube, I saw. 47 hours of that muyak.
A quarter gas. I want to see that. How is that, Ope? Is that, did you like that?
Yeah.
Now, the cartoon or the live action? I like the guy.
I never heard of that.
Nah.
I got nothing on that.
I'm telling you, man, you got to watch Letterkenny. That is a fucking funny show, Canadian show. Letterkenny.
That's in your show. On 6th season. For Christ's sake. I never heard of the thing. Is it Canadian or? Oh, okay. Because all these things are on these weird.
And I think, it's a Canadian show. Yeah,
Corner Gap. Son of a bitch. Why no?
Letter Kenny's a fucking ride. I love that show. Hope the new season comes out soon.
I knew about Singapore, though. Seen that one. Seen that video. It tipped you all to Singapore, so.
There you go.
All right.
On the road to Singapore.
And you think, you know, switching gears going into local government. This is Columbus, Ohio, where I live.
Uh-huh.
The heart of Ohio. It's the heart of the world, man. It's the center of the universe.
Yeah.
Beautiful place, man. We got it all. Anyway, the lawmakers aren't laying down on the job. They've passed the bill that make cocktails to go a permanent thing in Ohio. So,
okay, there you go.
Cocktails to go. So you're at a bar.
That's New Orleans. New Orleans is the only place I know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Iced tea to go. To go, baby.
Uh-huh. There you go. You got to pour it in a cup. They got like cups to go, right? Are you sitting there drinking at a bar? You got to pour it in a red cup when you leave.
Yeah, probably something like that. The price something. Yeah. But you know, it's like I don't go to bars when there isn't a pandemic on. So, you know, it's much cheaper to drink at home. To be honest.
those were
like
the days.
Canadian, beautiful Canadian I have right.
The Chicky Cheeks is a fan of Letterkenny. There you go.
But
if you have Hulu, check it out.
Yeah, the cocktails to go. Once the pandemic's over, cocktails to go in Ohio, man. We're moving up in the world. Progress. They want to outlaw abortion and shit, but cocktails to go.
They got their priorities set.
And man, they got to do something. This crook, Ohio man, the Speaker of the House, I guess, I think it was Speaker of the House in the state legislature, or maybe I don't know. He was he was like the leading guy, and he sold the state on this whole sham energy deal that is costing Ohio like billions of dollars. And it's a fucking con.
Is this the guy you were
he
telling us about before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked him up.
They haven't done anything. Nothing happened to him yet, but we'll see.
No?
They got a hoist that guy on his petard there or something.
Uh-huh. You get away with way too much.
That's the trouble with the, you know, and now it seems like in the federal level, it might all swing to all Democrat rule, you know?
Yeah.
Which isn't good, you know?
Uh-huh.
Better than all Republican, but it shouldn't be all one or the other. Yes, yeah. It should be a balance. It used to be more like that, I think, as I recall it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Partisan politics shit just really got ugly over toward the end of
right out the window.
80s and 90s and shit. Anyways, neither here nor there. Bill Murray, who opened the show with that glorious rendition of America,
uh-huh.
Got a cease and desist. Desist. Cease and desist. That's what my father used to say instead of shut up when we were being loud. He's an attorney. Cease and desist. I mean, you know, you knew. Time to desist. It was ceasing time when the old man bellowed. Anyways, Bill Murray got a cease and desist from the Doobie Brothers.
And the Doobie Brothers, no shit.
Yeah, he's using, what's he using? Listen to the music to promote his golf clothes.
Okay.
Commercials. So,
well,
he
can't do that.
The lawyer sent kind of a funny
deal.
But he sent some funny stuff. They said, we understand that you're running other ads using music. Other of our clients, it seems like the only person who uses our clients' music without permission more than you do is Uncle Bobo. This is the part where I'm supposed to cite the United States Copyright Act, excoriate you for not complying with some subparagraph that I'm too lazy to look up and threaten you with eternal damnation for doing so. You already earned that with those Garfield movies. Pretty funny.
That is.
Hopefully Bill writes them a check for that, man.
He probably will.
At least they had a sense of humor about it. This is tragic news. I mean, with all, what, we got 200,000 corona deaths?
Okay.
And then this guy, he dies after eating a bag of licorice.
Jeez.
Another licorice-related death. Of course, he ate a bag of licorice every day for, like, several weeks.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why all of a sudden he just got the yen. Well, I've been eating those damn ghost pepper chimichangas at a pretty fair clip lately. But gee whiz, a bag of licorice every day. And caused his heart to stop.
And he got licorice poisoning? Never heard of it.
It's the glyceric azizic acid. Didn't pronounce it correctly. It's found in black licorice and other foods, like a licorice root extract, and it can cause dangerously low potassium imbalances in other minerals, principally electrolytes. So it's like a freak food poisoning, really.
Yeah, how much is that? Did it specify?
Well, I said a bag.
You eat a fucking lot of it. It's just, yeah.
Eating a bag, well, bag and a half every day for a few weeks. And it threw his nutrients out of balance. He's 54, so, you know, he's not a kid. When you're a kid, you could probably do that. But 54, you're gonna have,
wow.
Should have had a V8.
I'm looking for an exit.
I mean,
I'm looking for an exit. That's
yeah.
The way I'm going.
Death by licorice, man.
After licorice. There you go. there's Twisters or whatever you're called.
Yeah, Twizzler. Well, the Twizzler people were asked for comment.
Yeah.
And they said, all of our products are safe to eat and formulated in full compliance with FDA regulations. But
there you go.
Enjoy them in moderation.
Like anything else.
Don't eat a fucking bag and a half every day, mutts. Crying out loud.
I was showing some discipline not finishing that second bag, though, would they? That's some discipline there. It's at the mark.
I'm with you, man. I prefer red licorice.
Yeah, same.
But I don't do licorice. Every once in a while, I have when I'm Twizzlers. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know what situation I have had.
Mages, but yeah.
I don't eat much candy anymore, man. Liquor is ruining my taste bud. Sure. Thank
licorice
you, beer.
Bars. There you go.
Licorice. Oh, remember Good and Plenty? That was licorice. Good and Plenty. Good
I
and
never
plenty.
Liked
good
that either. Yeah, I never liked licorice, man.
I kind of dug the little Good and Plenty just because they were like had that cool commercial with the train.
Nice little
plenty,
jingle.
Good plenty, good plenty, good plenty. Once upon a time, there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear. He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run. Good and plenty.
Now, you see the fruity ones. What was that called?
Yeah, the fruity ones.
Fruity plenty. I didn't like
I
got to
Google it, man. What are the fruity
Tootsie Rolls was another thing I used to hate. Actually, people eat Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, good and fruity.
Good and fruity.
Good.
There you go.
That doesn't have the same.
Hey. Mike and Ike.
Good
and fruity. Mike and Ike was a ripoff of it.
Yeah, Mike Ike is a that's a different thing of the same stuff. Well, in Canada, they have the don't you guys have the English version of M&M's? Not M&M's, but whatever they have in Britain. That we talked about that one.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Goodies? I don't know. I don't know. M&M in England. What do you call it? Smarties, right? No.
Smarties.
Is that what it is? No. Smarties, yeah.
Joey
Smarties
from the,
are the, yeah.
Joey from
the other Smarties
room
here.
Brought in a bag of cowtails. You ever hear of cowtails?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a licorice, isn't it?
No. It's a caramel with some kind of white shit in the middle of it. It's a ripoff of stuff that we used to eat when we were younger. Remember those?
Yeah, that, like, only your grandmother had that. Only your grandma.
This is a ripoff of it.
That and those hard candies that were stuck to the bowl. And you're like, man, that looks like a cherry one.
Yeah.
GTO's here, man. Your old pal.
GTO.
I've seen him in
GTO.
A month of Sundays. That's a GT. Look at that.
He's throwing Smarties around. He's throwing Smarties at people there in the lounge.
Yeah, okay. Chicky Sheik says they have Smarties, though, yeah. You have Smarties and M&M's, or just the Smarties? That's my question. Oh, they have M&M's. Okay. Chicky Sheik says they have M&M's and Smarties. Oh, my God. That must be a real Sophie's choice at the candy aisle.
I'm grabbing a cow's tail now. You got me in the mood for it.
I'm drinking a Canadian. All right, moving right along.
Moving
Police
along.
In Vietnam confiscate 345,000 recycled condoms. Used contraceptives were found in a warehouse in Binh Dong province. They were, my God, boiled, dried, and resold.
Oh, Jesus.
Yuck. God. A woman detained during the operation told police the used condoms were first boiled in water, then dried, and reshaped on a wooden phallus before being repackaged and resold.
Now, whose job is that?
this gal who, you know, thought she had a big future ahead of her and...
Uh-huh.
Now neither she nor the owner of the warehouse were available for comment.
So I take it that is against the law?
Use condoms. Well,
is it actually in the law books?
They didn't state what statute they were, breaking there. It is Vietnam, after all. I'm not going to dog Vietnam, because they listen to the show, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say salute.
My brother.
Salute to the Vietnamese, police in Binh Dong. And say hi. Hey, Gumby's brother. How you doing, man?
Yeah.
Watch out for them condoms.
That's
Make
right.
Make sure you get, a certificate of authenticity. Otherwise, you could be wearing one of my old rubbers. I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm picturing a whole factory of people cleaning out old condoms. And
I'm like, who the fuck recycles their condoms?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sounds like a lot of work. Jesus.
Should have ended on that one, but I couldn't resist. We got a poop story, man.
Oh, okay.
It's official. New York City. This is just the other day. Three days ago. New York City. The MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. They run the buses and the subways in New York, which I've been a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
They have formally banned defecating on the subways and buses and transit facilities.
Oh, so now it's formally. Now it's officially.
You cannot poop on the bus anymore. I mean, it's official.
Jesus Christ.
Tweak it. Yeah. Ensuring the transportation system provides an appropriate quality of life experience for our workforce and customers is the guiding principle and top priority. So, hence the poop ban.
Okay. How much leeway did he get? I mean, it's a new law. I mean, you get caught crapping and you say, hey, no one told me.
Well, what if the guy poops his pants? Has he got like a...
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Standing,
Uh-huh. You get a good lawyer.
But if you just want to squat down and take a dump in the aisle, don't try it, man.
Frown upon that.
You're going to get
the law.
Fine penalty.
It's the law, son.
Possible, I don't know. social
Fred
stigma.
Lynch. Yeah,
yeah.
Fred
yeah.
Lynch.
Then they'll be yeah, don't download on the subway. Right
now. Oh, yeah.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America.
Uh-huh.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Call it a lamp, I know it's kept from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I feel no sympathy, cause I'm...
Here they come, little high, little low. We were always close,
Nothing.
Yes, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I like that. Gershwin Rhapsody at the end there.
Yeah, that's a nice little tip of the hat to the old Gershwin. Sugar Pie and a Candy Man. Listen to too much of that, you get the diabetes.
Uh-huh.
Diabetes.
I sent one of their Beatles over to his Eminence. Because tomorrow morning, Eminence Front Radio, it's the 5th anniversary.
That's right. The 5th anniversary.
Three Eastern time.
They've been at it as long as we
Josh's
have.
Appointment. Yeah.
What's that?
I'm going to miss it. I got another doctor's appointment. I missed it last week, and we'll miss it tomorrow. Oh, well.
You got the doctor. You got to be knocking on people's doors.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't have to. Well, no, now I do, because it's after 7. Oh, well. Fuck that. I guess I got to do it. By the way, just to make it clear, pooping on the subway was always kind of against the rules.
Huh? What's frowned upon?
There was $100 fine for creating a nuisance, hazard, or unsanitary condition, including but not limited to spitting or urinating. See?
Uh-huh.
But the rule change was, you know, they just all to say, you know, we didn't mention shitting. One guy on the console was like, you know,
it's kind of implied.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it was inferred, but I guess, you know, people were taking advantage of the loophole in the law, you know, and say, hey man, I didn't pee, it's a poop, that's a number, that's a deuce. Totally cool, man. Don't hassle me, babe.
That's America, you Canadians. That's what we're doing over here. We're shitting in subways.
New York always has like a... I love New York, but it always has like kind of a pee smell. You know? And it stinks like pee.
Yeah.
It does. All right. Well, wait a minute. Where's the yodel thing? Because he's here, man. You might like this one, dude. It's not really much of a polka.
Out the door.
But this here, where the hell is it, man? Oh, jeez, I missed the cue now. But we gotta keep moving on here, or else we'll turn into pumpkins or something, right?
Yeah.
Man, we don't have time to do this, dude. All right, hit it.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
Ford hated it. GT hated it. Kate thought it was cool. Sticky Chicks,
you know,
was a nice pop.
Right? Better than the Beatles.
Better than the Beatles. Yeah, better than the Beatles.
Better than the Beatles.
All right, man. Well, man, it was really nice not to have any jackasses tonight, man.
Yeah, that's what was missing.
Yeah, the gag.
I'm telling you, we're like at number 8 right now. That's where they're getting it from. Winner.
Oh, Canadian. Yeah, you'll have that, man. Well, thanks everybody for coming. We got a split, right? We'll be back Monday, right? You coming back Monday? There we'll come.
Indeed I shall.
Deedly doodly. Alrighty.
Damn skippy.
Hopefully your eyeball is hunky dory 100%.
Yep. I think it's going that way.
Hey. Energize!
One lesson an announcer learns is to make sure he is off the air before he makes any private comments. But even the greatest sometimes slip. A legend is Uncle Don's remark after he had closed his famous children's program. Let's turn back the clock.
Good night, little friends, good night. I'll tune in again tomorrow at the same time when I'll be back with all my little friends.
You're off.
I guess that'll
hold a little back tonight. Wasn't exactly how I planned it. It worked out
all right. Yeah. Little bastards.
Little bastards. On that note, say we get the fuck out of here.
Yep. That's it. I think
cheating is a joke. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!
Wait! What was that about GT?
I think you left the door open for us.
Ah. All right.
There you go.
Cool.
Good man.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.